Greetings and salutations, everybody. Welcome to ROMs of Baghdad. I'm your host, Albie. We are here today, the 18th of March, 2018. Joining me on this lovely podcast, the 120th podcast, by the way, my friend and yours, Jake.
And we still have no sponsors.
Someday we will, don't you worry.
Once we have more than 50 people listening to this thing.
I don't know. We probably have more than 50 people now. I think we have around 100. It's a slow burn. We're a slow burning podcast. It takes some time. Also, I'm going to be advertising the podcast at some point, so get ready for that also. It's going to be out there. You might be listening to some podcasts. You might not even know the name of it, and you'll be like, oh my God, they just advertised ROMs of Baghdad. You have no idea. It's going to happen. Get ready. You'll be listening to some podcast about shoes, like my dear friend DJ does, right?
The shoe podcast?
Shoe podcast? Is that something? Yeah.
I should listen to this shoe podcast.
The shoe cast.
Like an audio description of each shoe.
Yep, like, just describing these.
So you see the midsoles,
shoes.
They're sick and aqua colored.
Gross. What?
Yeah, and then the sole is iced out so you can see the aqua.
Iced out? What the does iced out mean? Is it made of ice?
A thing. It's when the sole of the shoe is all like see-through-y. Have you seen that before? It's all translucent. Usually there's a pattern underneath, like a logo or some form of like writing.
Sure.
Do they light up like those shoes from like
they
the
could.
mid-90s?
Yeah, like Naomi's shoes from wrestling. Yep.
No.
Sure.
Like that.
Yeah. I mean, we're doing enough podcasts now. I'm just saying, they're going to have a lot of podcasts coming out this week. You could totally do a shoe cast. We're expanding the ROMs of Baghdad family with multiple different podcasts. And you could be the shoe man now. The shoe editor of ROMs of Baghdad. Optics, that's what I'm going to call you now. You're the shoe editor.
Excellent. What shoes are you wearing?
I'm wearing socks and no shoes.
I'm already disappointed.
Oh,
I am barefoot.
I did buy new shoes this week, at least.
Because your feet are free.
I did buy new shoes this week. Because Kmart is going out of business. And they had like a big sale on shoes or whatever. Because all the Kmart around us is like closing down. It's all empty inside and weird. And there's like empty shelves. And a bunch of people picking over scraps. So there's actually some pretty good shoe deals. So I got like two different pairs of shoes. I got like a sandal-y kind of thing. Just kind of wearing around, like a little sandal thing, and then I also got like some more sneakers. That was nice. You wouldn't even know the brand, probably. It's just like a pair of shoes. I don't know. I'm not a fashionista, so I cannot necessarily pick out smart-looking shoes. But still, tell me about being a fashionista. How do I become a fashionista? That's what I want to know.
Well, first you gotta follow a lot of Parisian stylists. You're going to look like a total asshole to most people, especially where you live. But when you go to New York Paris, you're going to be the bee's knees.
Oh, great. All right. I'm never going to go to Paris, but sure. That's great. I already look like an asshole to everyone around me, so it'd be easier with some shoes. Some light up. Give me, like, the shoe to own. The one shoe, if you were going to own a pair of shoes that are like fancy shoes, which one would you own?
Is it Jordans?
Fancy is not sneaker culture. Sneaker culture is not fancy. If you want something fancy, you're going to have to look at something super shiny patent leather, something that goes well with a suit. Sneaker culture is just all about the hype. Who's signed on for the shoes? Because I don't think Thingy is making fucking Yeezys. Kanye West.
Kanye? Okay, my boy.
And then,
he's in a shoe business? Okay, that's good.
How much hype can you get around each shoe? Like, there's, since last year and this year as well, there's a guy called Virgil Abloh who's making these off-white shoes, which basically just look like prototype shoes, essentially, like half-stitched, semi-incorrect materials everywhere, just like temporary materials and like markings everywhere saying this panel is this and it's going to be this color, fucking going for $1,000 each purely because he makes like 10 of them per country.
I would, if I was going to get a pair of shoes, I'd probably get those PlayStation shoes because they look pretty sweet.
They looked okay, but again, like only 10 of them per country were made, so they sold out instantly.
Well, that's a shame, but okay.
If you want actual, like, decent shoes, I'd suggest you go for some New Balances. I hear they are the most comfortable.
But I have huge feet. My feet are huge.
Yeah, I think, like, New Balance weirdly does, like, wide feet variants and stuff, which Jordan doesn't do. Like, most other actual shoe people don't do. They just do the one model only.
Like, I've got a high foot for some reason. Like, my feet are high.
That high arch?
You know, smoking weed or, I don't know, got the high arch or whatever, so it makes shoes difficult, because no one has a good clearance on the top of the shoe. It's not really the wide part, it's more like the top of the shoe or whatever.
So it's not your, like, the base of your foot, it's, like, the top of your foot.
Yeah. Got some high feet, you know what I'm saying?
You're all out of luck there. I'd suggest go for some form of, like, boot, and then really loosely lace them, so they're, like, super wide on the top. That'd be your best bet.
Okay. Well, there's your shoe cast for the week, folks.
Mm-hmm.
It was me and Optics talking about shoes. Well, this is a video
Don't
game
be
podcast,
a hype
too.
Beast. Be a video
Don't be a
game
hype beast.
Beast.
I am a video game beast. Let me tell you about all these video games I've been playing. We'll start with Star Wars The Old Republic. That game's. I have a problem. I subscribe. I put money into that game.
You still have to pay.
Yeah, you don't have to pay, but. I wanted to get the fancy races. I wanted to be a Sith man or whatever. I wanted to be a cyborg lady. So I needed to put some money in to make sure I could get the
race or like which would a cyborg lady good or bad people?
Well, she's a bounty hunter. My main right now is a bounty hunter cyborg lady. She's got one eye and the other one's all cybernetic. Oh, cybernetic eye. She's, I don't know. You can play. So the game is. I mean, it's from BioWare, so obviously you can choose which one you want to be. You want to be a good guy or a bad guy. And I kind of went with the bounty hunter. I figured, let's do it a little different. Let's go to the other side. Let's go good side bounty hunter. Let's try to be a good person. Let's try to be an honorable warrior rather than a merciless killing machine. And it's worked out pretty well so far, so that's cool. It's a fine game. I don't know. I know people are all down on it when it was launched and stuff for not having great endgame content and being a little boring. But, like, I don't know. I put a podcast on and I can grind through some missions and stuff like that. The thing I learned, though, is you just really need to do the main quest stuff. You don't really need to do anything else because you will over-level planets very quickly. Like, I'm level 40 on a level 20 planet because I was doing side quests and now I realized those side quests are kind of boring, so I'm not going to do those anymore and just focus on the main story stuff, which is surprisingly decent, I think, overall, from the time I played. So that's cool. It's fine. It's a fun little thing. It's, you know, you can spend $15. They were doing a deal, I think, last month. Like, hey, you can buy one, get one free. You can buy a month and you get 1 month free, and you basically, when you subscribe, get all these access to, like, tons of character slots and that kind of stuff. So I felt pretty good about putting $15 in and going, like, yeah, all right, I've had enough fun with this game, so I'll put $15 in and get some stuff. So it's cool. There's my recommendation for MMOs. Also, I stopped playing Final Fantasy 14 because, I don't know. It was okay. It just didn't. It wasn't what I wanted from a Final Fantasy game. I probably am going to try to play Final Fantasy 15 at some point, since that's now our own PC. And I've been watching people play that and going, man, it looks pretty good. So, here's all my thoughts on the MMO scene. Yeah, video games, they're fun. I don't know. Beyond that, I've been playing some quiz games. I believe one is like Quiz Biz, and then the other one is Cash Show. These are those like HQ-like games where you answer questions to win some money. I won 4 cents. I was very proud of myself. I won 4 cents at a quiz game. I still can't cash it out because you need to, like, win $20 or something like that to cash out. But it was fun. My phone's getting so old that it can't play HQ, so I was looking for, like, an alternative that can run a quiz game. So I found those two, and they seem to work out pretty well overall. You guys, any of you guys play quiz games on your phone, or is it just me? Don't play any of those?
Nope.
Those quizzing games? Okay. Okay. I don't know. It's fun. The questions are, like, I'm good at, like, the history questions or the academic questions, but I'm never really too good at, like, hey, gotta build this, like, what's going on in pop culture? Let me tell you about Jersey Shore or something. Like, those are the ones that catch me because I don't watch those kind of shows or involve with that kind of culture stuff. So those are the ones I usually struggle with. Like, one question was, who did Abercrombie and Fitch pay, like, $20 million to stop wearing their clothes? And it's some dude from the Jersey Shore, and I had no idea who that was. But, I don't know. It's just like I'm finding myself missing the times when that show goes live more than I thought I would. So I haven't played, like, a ton of it just because it's, like, comes up and it's, like, 6:30, and then I'm doing something at 6:30 and I miss it, and I end up a few minutes late for it, and I just, I don't know. It's been weird, but it's been overall kind of fun. I usually like quiz shows. Like, I used to watch a lot of Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune and stuff like that, so it's cool to have something like that, even if I think, one of them, the Quiz Biz, is kind of, like, weird, and it's, like, in-app. It's in a different app. Like, you open this one app, and then you open an app in the app, and it's weird. But, I don't know, it's fun. It's a fun little thing to do. And the final game I played was Hidden People. Now, this is a fun game. It's about bunch. It's like a I Spy or a Where's Waldo. You have this basically very, like, black and white little map of an area, and you have to find things on it. It's just like a little find person game or something like that. The thing you don't realize, though, is it, like, you have to move stuff around in the level to see people, which I didn't think it would be good, because I kind of figured it would be kind of annoying to have to try to figure out where people are, but it was fun to move stuff around. It's a fun little game. It's very quick in some ways. Like, you can get through a level in, like, a few minutes of just kind of poking around and trying to figure out where things are. And I think it has a really neat art style that lends itself really well to what they're trying to do. Yeah, it's cool. I think it was nominated at some point for the Game Awards, I think, last year, and me and Popcans had talked about, like, oh, that looks really neat. I hadn't even heard about that, and I decided to pick it up because I think it was on sale for, like, $1, so I figured, oh, I have a buck. Let me see what this game's about on my phone, and it's been something you can just kind of, like, sit around and find little people. I like those games. I used to like I Spy a bunch.
The game is called Hidden Folks.
I was going to say.
Oh, it's Hidden Folks, right. Hidden Folks.
I was Googling. I was like, I don't know what the fuck this game is you talked about.
Hidden Folks, might be. Hidden People. What am I thinking? Hidden People? Anyway, yes. Hidden Folks, might be. It's neat, though. Like, it's also very vast. Like, some of the maps they give you are huge, and it takes a lot of scrolling around, which I really like because it's fun to, like, scroll around. And a lot of the things in the map are interactive in ways, even if it's not for the find the people thing. Like, sometimes you can click on a car, and the car will move around and stuff, and it's cool in that, like, it's this little world, little interactive little world thing, and it's fun.
Please.
It's super neat looking.
They're not people, they're folks.
Please, they're folks. The folk. Those little folk.
I am looking at this trailer, and it's cool. It's like a moving, non-colorized Where's Wally.
Yep. Where's Wally?
Wally.
Waldo, sir.
Wally.
Please. Waldo.
Where's that? Except now it's all huge and interactive and cool.
Where's Wally? Wait, hold on a second here.
Do you not know about Wally? This whole thing? It's originally Where's Wally, and America did the American thing, and Waldo did up.
Oh no, that's not right. This is all... That's wrong. It's Waldo, sir. Please. The little man. Where's Waldo? Anyway, yeah, I don't...
Hidden people.
Hidden folk. Yeah, everything. It all depends on where you want to spin it, I suppose. It's fun, yeah. I mean, I'd recommend it. You guys check it out if you like that kind of... It's a very simple puzzle game. It's not... Even though it looks a little bit harder than it is, it doesn't take very long to kind of figure your way through it. There's not a lot of, like, challenge stuff or anything. Like, you don't have to find them in a certain amount of time or anything. But it's got some cool stuff to it. There's some more, like, gamey stuff. Like, one of the levels was you have to move this lady across this map by clicking on different parts of the thing to clear stuff away or whatever. So it definitely has some more gamey elements to it. But it also has, it, like, I don't know, the main thing being the find the people thing. But it also has gamey stuff, too. So it's got some diversity in its gameplay, which I like a lot. I've been playing with the sound off, so I can't really speak for the sound either.
Are you playing this on phone or what?
Yes, a phone, yeah. It has a Steam version. I got it for $1. It was on like a half-off sale or something like that on the Android store, in the Google store. I would recommend it for that. I see it's like $8 on Steam. I feel like that might be a little much. Also, I don't know. I can't really see myself playing this on a computer. It'd be weird in a way. It seems kind of form-fit for playing it on a phone because of how, like, you know, because you can kind of take it with you, and there's something to the having it in your hand, I think. Kind of like a Where's Wally book, you know, or a Where Waldo book. Having it in your hand and, like, being able to peer down at this thing is, I don't know, it's different. Anyway, I don't know, it's fun, it's a cool game. I really do recommend people check it out. And that's all the games I really played this week.
Did you play any real games?
I played Soldor. that's a real game, come on now. Let me tell you about my lady, and she's a Jedi, and she's got a lightsaber. She slices people up, it's pretty cool. I don't know. I've played tons of real... I mean, I've been continuing playing Titanfall and stuff like that, but I don't really have anything else to say on that beyond... Titanfall 2 is really good, and I like killing people with burning Titan. Scorch. I like burning people up with Scorch. That's fun.
Is he the one with the grenade launcher and the AoE, like, canister of fuel?
Mm-hmm. Yep, you can throw your gas canister and just go boom, and it's good.
I like the comboing of it, but I find it hard and weird to do.
Yeah, you have to be in the right. Like, I feel like that's one where it's very team dependent. Where if you have some guys that are able to keep them in an area, or keep them kind of locked down and have shields and stuff, you can really tear people apart. But if you have a bunch of, like, really fast guys that are trying to move around, it doesn't work so good because they could just dash through your fire too quick.
Also, I don't like how it's like one grenade shot, then you have to reload, then one grenade shot, then reload. I prefer Echo, I think, as Jake said earlier. I like Echo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
even
I like
on
gamepad. I like whatever it's called, the one with the there's what is his name? Not Echo. It's one of them. Tone. I like Tone,
sorry,
because,
yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, Tone. He's like, he shoots a thing and he can lock on or whatever, and that's fun. That's one of the first ones you get in the story, actually.
Tone Supremacy, don't at me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, even with gamepad, it's actually quite good. It's kind of helpful in a sense with the locking on with the gamepad.
Yeah. I'm working my way through that story, too, but I haven't gotten very deep into it. I've been just playing multiplayer stuff, which is a lot of fun. But also, don't try to get in a group in Titanfall 2, because you will get shredded by another group of, like, all max level guys, which is a real mistake. But they at least have... I guess that is something I could talk about. There is the Frontier Defense stuff. I got around to playing that this week a little bit. And that's fun. That seems like a good mode. We were mentioning that we were thinking that maybe this year they would announce, like, a new Titanfall or something like that. And if they do, I really hope they put that in at launch, because I think that mode is really good for new players and stuff like that. It's smooth. It's a good, smooth, like, make your money, then sell, and then buy turrets and stuff and put them around. It's a good way to, like, learn the game and at the same time have a little bit of fun without having to go all super hardcore. So, yeah. I try to keep busy with games. Try to keep something new every week. That's my goal, so... That's the games I played, gentlemen. Jake, what game did you play, sir? If you're gonna criticize me about my only having the old weird games, tell me about the games you played.
I put more time into Standout VR Battle Royale.
Ooh.
Went ahead and got my rifle stock adjusted again.
Oh, really?
Again.
How come?
Yeah. Because I realized I didn't have it set up right, and I went into the the Discord for Standout, and mm-hmm. like the rank number two guy is always on there, like talking about stuff. And he also has like a Twitch stream. Usually has like 15 people in it, like every night.
Really? Huh.
And I was hanging out in there, and he was like, "Yeah, I complained that I was so bad with the ACOG scopes, even though I had a stock." Mm-hmm. And he was like, "Does your cheek hit the top of your gun stock, like your actual gun stock you're holding?" I'm like, "No." And he's like, "Okay, I made a video. It's like 30 minutes long. It's on my YouTube channel. Go watch it, and I'll tell you how to set your stock up."
Cool. And that increases accuracy because it's like stuck on your head, basically.
Mm.
Right, because you have 4 points of stability instead of just 3 at that point. Because like 2 is better than 1, and 3 is better than 2. And yeah. So you got your front hand, your main or your dominant hand, and then you have it pushed up against your shoulder, and you have your side of your face pushing on the stock too.
Hmm, interesting. Do you find you get... often when I use things like that, peripherals, I feel like I get tired of holding them up. Do you have to hold them up a lot?
It has a strap, like, right. So no.
Oh, right. Okay, there you go. Oh, okay. That makes it easier.
How are those general VR controllers? Are they a little heavy? Like after an hour or something, do they suck?
The what?
They're the general grips? VR controllers, your HTC Vive, you know, you have an Oculus.
The grips.
Yeah, the touch whatever. Controllers.
Yeah, those the guys. Touch.
I thought you were talking about like generic VR controllers. That was like,
no. They're like Pakins at this point. They're basically Pakins.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. yeah, why would you buy a Rift without the touch controllers at this point?
That's yeah, true. Are they like heavy after an hour or so?
Nah, dude, they're super lightweight.
Okay.
Really? So I would have thought they would be heavier. They look like they'd be heavy. I don't know. Maybe that's me.
Why would you want heavy things in your hands when you're playing VR?
I don't know. I guess it's like my idea of the Wii controller, right? Like I like having a little weight in the Wii controller. I guess that's probably why it got. I don't know. Heavy Wii controllers are the reason so many TVs got broken, I guess. But I don't know. It looked like it could be heavy. It looks like it could be like a wet, not heavy, but like weighty. You know. I don't know. I wouldn't want that. I guess in some ways, but
the adjustments work. Are you now top tier?
I'm not top tier, but it's helped a lot.
Okay. Global Elite. Do they have like a... You mentioned he's 2. Is there like an actual ranking system?
There's a top 10 leaderboard.
Just top 10.
Yeah.
What do you do to get top 10? Just
play a lot and
like
win
that?
A lot.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, that video helped out a lot. Shout out to RageSack on Twitch. RageSack.
That's a name.
Great name.
That's a great name. Man, Rage Sack, jeez.
He's got a pretty awesome overlay on his camera that like puts like the gun and stuff from the game like in his hands, and it matches all the shit up with the controllers and stuff. It's pretty cool looking.
Oh, is that person that you linked me? That's the guy. That's cool. Guy. Yeah, I saw that like overlay. It's really awesome.
And he's like stupid good at that game.
Did you ever figure out how he did that overlay? Did you ask him to do you
Yeah,
know?
He's using some software that's like a proprietary thing, and it's ridiculously expensive, and they gave him the software for free so he could just use it and advertise it.
Okay. That makes sense.
And they have to kind of give it out to trustworthy people, because apparently it allows you can like cheat super easily with it. Or something, I don't know. But
well, yeah, that is really neat. Huh. That's a great overlay. Wow.
Does it just work for this game, or can you, like, use it in other games?
Apparently it works on a bunch of other stuff, too.
I was going to assume it just, so. Kind of like
it just hooks into the... It hooks into, like, whatever the VR runtime is, and it works kind of like an overlay would, like in a game.
Right. It's just really cool seeing a, like, almost an AR feel to it that's not quite like those promo videos that Oculus or HTC did where, like, they just inserted
Valve's...
the person into the Google drawing space world. Yeah, it's like a mesh, an AR mesh, which I think is really awesome.
It'd probably look even cooler if he was standing in front of a green screen with like a green screen on like the floor and stuff too.
Mm-hmm. That's neat. Yeah, that's a really cool overlay.
Huh. But yeah, I got some tips about using rifle stocks and stuff from him, and that helped out a lot. I put that game down for a couple weeks, and I came back, and then I played for like 3 days straight, just at, like after work and stuff, and I just did not win a single game, and I was just like, all right, fuck this. And then I just happened to go into stream, and he was like, hey, you probably have your stock set up wrong, try this. And I did, and then like I went and I played like 3 games, and I finally won one, so.
Cool. Yeah, I found myself doing that a lot with these Battle Royale games, where I'll put them down and come back to them. Like, I was playing a lot of Fortnite there for a while, and now it's just, I installed it the other day. Not that they're forgettable, but, like, I don't know. I can only play them in, like, short bursts. Like, PUBG, we all played PUBG for a while, and then everybody seemed to put it down. Outside of, I think, like, a few people, but...
Maybe I'll get back to it with that smaller map, but I've had my time with PUBG. I'm good.
Yeah, I feel like the only reason I'd go back to PUBG now is sell crates, just... crate myself. Just got lots of crates. Make the money. Grind the crates.
I enjoy VR Battle Royale like many, many times more than I enjoy playing Battlegrounds. Honestly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How come? It's just that interface is cooler.
Like, yeah, I mean, because you're like in the game, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like tactile. Sure.
You actually have to aim guns and like climb shit and stuff.
It's more immersive in a way, I would imagine. Which, yeah. I could totally see that, like, bridging a gap. Any kind of game, I think, if you have that element of, like, getting really into it, immersion. It's why I can't get into Fortnite very much. Like, I just, even though I played a lot of it for a while there, it just always felt, like, cartoony in a way. Like, you know, like, they have hot pads or whatever, and I just could never, like, quite get over that, especially after being first exposed to PUBG. It just felt like weird to me, but yeah, it's whatever. Everybody likes different things, I guess.
Yeah, so there was that. Yeah, and I finally got to start playing Lone Echo. It's a Rift exclusive title.
Right, I've been hearing a lot about this game, actually.
Yeah, it's basically the single player part of Echo Arena.
Echo Arena. Yes,
Echo Arena, right. Is the free multiplayer thing. And the reason it's called Echo Arena is because the robots are called Echoes. Their model, like, they're called Echoes.
Mm.
So.
That's interesting. Okay. Are they just dead people in robot bodies?
No, they're just actual robots. And they're just called, like, the Echo model. So, like, the number, it's like Echo 5. That's the designation of one of the robots on your ship or something.
In this one picture I'm looking at here, the robot appears to have a space helmet on. Why is that? Tell me what
I don't know.
Tell me what this robot... Okay.
Are you space helmet robot?
Yes.
Okay, but you are a robot. I wasn't sure when you were playing it. How far did you get in that game? I don't know if you...
I'm pretty damn far in that game. Yeah. I played a bit more of it today, and I think I'm getting close to the end.
Is it a long game? Like,
it's
is it...
pretty fucking long, yeah. Like, surprisingly so.
Wow, okay. That's neat.
And
so is, yeah.
The,
I guess...
Mm-hmm. The one thing that it's... So, VR games where you have your hands and you have arms that are modeled as well that try to emulate how real arms bend and shit just based on how where the hand is pointed. That's called inverse kinematics. And... a lot of games don't do it very well. Like, most games do it very poorly. This is the first game I've seen that has excellent IK. Like, it looks really awesome and, like, natural, and your arms aren't fucking freaking out and doing stupid, retarded shit. And,
okay.
Like, you can... It's really hard to describe this game. Like, the parts of it that I really enjoy.
Is it, like... an adventure story game, essentially.
Yeah, it's a story-driven thing. And
I kind of thought it was horror or something
nope,
like that.
And there's like puzzles and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Because the little bits I saw you play, my guess is you're rebuilding this outpost and you're trying to figure out what happened before. Because it sounded like some shit happened. No.
No. You're on a ship. Okay. Some crazy shit happens. And then you have to leave the ship to go fix some stuff around in, like, the surrounding area. And then a main character gets lost, and you have to go look for that main character.
Is it the lady? Is it the lady? I see there's a lady in this.
A main character gets lost, and you have to go find the main character. I'm trying not to fucking spoil shit here. Come on.
Oh, okay.
Is it the lady? Come on. Yes, it's the lady.
Okay.
Fuck.
I don't know. I just was asking about the lady.
It's the only other character in this fucking game, Bowden. Come on.
How am I supposed to know that? I don't know. Okay.
But you play as an Echo unit named Jack, and he's got like a learning AI, so he's way smarter than like the other ones. The other ones are just kind of like, they're just kind of like drones, but he's got like a personality, sort of.
Cool. This game does look neat. It looks like a pretty interesting experience. It reminds me of that one puzzle game where you're also a robot. I forget what it's called. But yeah, it's got that like I really like the art style and stuff.
And you get to float around like outside in space, and that's kind of scary the first time.
Oh yeah, I bet.
In that game, have you ever just thought of like launching yourself and seeing what happens?
My guess is that you would just get far enough, and then it would just give you the death animation, and you'd respawn.
Oh,
that's what I'm guessing is probably what would happen. I'm glad that it keeps you kind of on one plane, basically. Like you can't go upside down and like rotate yourself and get all disoriented and shit. Which helps a
lot.
That'd
be nightmarish, yeah.
But the production value of that game is really awesome. Using the controls, like I wanna go over here and I'm holding onto this wall, so I'm just gonna push off the wall and just float that way. It's pretty cool.
Right, from what I see, and with Echo Arena, it uses a lot of like handrails and stuff if you don't have a booster pack or anything to like get you going and get you in a certain direction.
Right, and you do have like a boost that's kind of a pronounced boost, like a really quick short one.
Mm-hmm.
Or you got these little things on your wrists that do like little super fine adjustments, and you can't hold them down for very long.
Okay.
So those are kind of used, like you hit the main boost and then you just kind of point the controllers and use the little small, like the wrist thrusters or whatever to like turn yourself and stuff like that. And early on in the game, I picked up something in the ship and I threw it at the lady, and she fucking dodged it. And she looked at it when it went past her and she said, "Hey, quit throwing shit at me."
Whoa.
And I was like, "What?"
That'd be wild, man.
I was pretty blown away by that.
That's cool, yeah. That's like a level of interaction I would never even have thought of. That's cool.
That's pretty much all I've played, though. I'm pretty close to the end of it. I was going to try to finish it today before we started recording this, but I didn't, so.
Look forward to that next time, next podcast, once you've finished it. I'll be interested to know what you think of the full thing, once you get it done.
I think I know what's going to happen already. And kind of bums me out, so.
No. I'll be bummed out. I'm sure Robot Man will be fine. It'll be fine. Have you played, have you played the multiplayer stuff? Or is it
no,
just...
but I kind of want to now. Now that I've played the main game, and I kind of understand, like, the locomotion and how you move yourself around and stuff. Like, I can see why.
Yeah,
I'd
be curious to see what you thought of that.
I can see why a lot of people play that. And it's probably a smart move for them to make it free, too.
Mm-hmm. Get you that first hit, and then get you into the ecosystem.
But those...
Yeah, that seems cool.
Those are the only two games I played.
Okay, all right. Well, with that, let's move on to DJ, then. DJ, sir.
Hi. Huh?
How you been, man? You sound a little...
Hello.
Confused. Are you okay? You lost in an echo, maybe?
No, confused? I played some games. I didn't play many, so I wanted to try and get back into mobile games because I hadn't played them in a long time. So I also wanted to follow on with my VOES thing.
Oh, no.
Like tapping music games. And I kind of have a problem where I don't like to use my data when I'm not at home.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So most of these tap games require like an internet connection. So Tap Tap Reborn 2, Citus, and... Champion or Tap Champion all were useless to me if I wasn't in my house. Tap Tap Reborn 2 is weird in that it has like a Guitar Hero like scrolling system, but it also steals like actual songs from YouTube and stuff, so you can play along to fucking Pitbull or whatever the hot fucking singles are, and they like unlock as you play through the game. I wanted to eventually get up to Linkin Park, but that's way too far away and I didn't have the data to actually get to it, sadly. Tap Champion is like a 1v1 game, which is really weird. You play with against other people online to beat them. And Cytus is really cool. It's from the actual makers of Voez.
Oh, really? Okay.
But it's really weird. It's got like an up and down sort of scanning bar. Think of like a scanner going up to scan an image, and then think of that constantly happening on your mobile phone with random like orbs appearing, and like the up and down bar is meant to keep the tempo. Like you have to hit it when the bar hits that orbs like peak circle. It's really weird at first, and I won't get back to it. So earlier today I also wanted to get some more, which I know wouldn't have been like online only. Helix Jump is okay. Apparently that's a very popular one. Very quick and simple. It's just a bouncing red ball and you are rotating a cone, which I assume it's an endless cone with like platforms that have little cutouts, and then you have to rotate the cutout to the point where the ball drops down further and further, and then it gets harder and harder, but I didn't pay too much attention to that because I wanted to play more of a game which has a previous lineage to this podcast. We played an alternate of this type of game before. And also I wanted to play some more golf games, and this is Golf Clash. And
Golf Clash?
Now, Clash, remember Clash Royale?
Oh, no. Yeah. No.
Yeah. So, this is from the Clash Royale people. It's very obvious because a lot of the same. I've got these,
also,
like,
it has the dang crown on the... Uh-huh. God damn it. Okay.
I've got these chests that I have to unlock. I've got my baggy, which has baggy drivers, the what are the things?
Club baggy,
which has my drivers, my woods and all that. You can get special ones as you level up and whatnot. But I like this because it's kind of like, instead of playing a like tower defense game thingy, you're playing one hole of golf against someone else, and it's like, can you do that hole better than them? And it's kind of easy and simple to use. It's got like a power bar. You have to pull down the ball for power. And then it's got like a left-right rotating thingy that you have to hit in the middle for a perfect shot. It's pretty simple and it's kind of cool. Even though this requires data at some point, I'll probably play a lot of this.
Okay. Question number one.
Sure.
Why does it require data? That seems weird.
Because you're playing against real people. So, you're going to need to play against... you're going to have to play online.
Okay.
But yeah, there's adverts everywhere. There's like, hey, free coins, just watch this thing. There's this super sale of St. Paddy's Day gold that constantly pops up. There's like 5 different chest icons that I'm looking at right now. There seems to be a lot of grinding to be good at this game, but yeah, everyone should get it so that can be in my caddy team. I don't even know if that's a thing yet, to be honest, in this game.
You know, I was looking for another mobile game. Maybe I would play some... I do like Golf Story a bunch.
Try it, I'd say. It's worth a little quick play so that you can go, fuck you, Gary, I beat you, or fuck you, random person that appears.
What did Gary do to you? What?
He was not good at golf. There's a lot of people that use like their Facebook accounts for this as well, because it's just real pictures and like Sarah or Neville. Like, it's awkward.
Neville. The worst golf player is Neville.
Yeah, I am currently undefeated, so that's fine.
That's cool. Can I be honest, though? Like, real talk? I still can't figure out the whole logging into Facebook thing for a game. Like, it doesn't make sense to me.
What do you mean?
I mean, I guess, I don't know, for those kind of games where it's like, I mean, I know how to do it. I just don't. Why would you do that, man? I just don't get it.
Why not? Makes it easy.
Yeah.
This thing has an advert saying you get a bunch of red things if you sign up to Facebook. I think it's also along the lines of, like, they'll look at your Facebook friends and advertise it to them and shit and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah, a bunch of the quiz games I've been playing do that same thing of, like, hey, you sign up for Facebook, get some free lives, man, so we can advertise. I mean, that's the way that's the way the mobile market works now, but it's just, it always struck me as weird. I guess that's my point, is, like, it's just weird to me, the idea of playing a game through Facebook.
I think it's more also an extension of the whole, like, playing games on Facebook, which no one does anymore. Mm.
Except for old people.
Oh, poor old people. And then speaking of old people, I wanted to be an old person, and I got the, like, worm light thingy for the Switch. I forget what it's, like, actually called, but it's kind of like a tablet holder on a large, hard rod, which you can attach to, like, your headboard, and then it just holds the Switch tablet while you play in bed. And it's great.
Oh, cool. Is it? Huh.
It's, like, the best thing. Because I prefer freehand Joy-Cons. Mm-hmm. Because I have the perfect hands for it. So I'm just basically lying in bed. And then I don't have to awkwardly, like, lie on my side and watch the monitor sideways. Or hold the whole tablet on top while I'm playing, lying in bed. And have the whole tablet's weight, like, mm-hmm. dreadingly going down at me. It's really cool. I like it.
Okay. Interesting.
Everyone should get one, if not just to try it out.
What's it called again?
It's called a TV.
It's, let me Google it right now.
Yeah, I would be curious to know, because I do like that too. Interesting.
A gooseneck tablet stand. Or a gooseneck phone holder or something. I don't know why it's goosenecky. But that's it.
Because that's what that's called. When you have a metal thing like that and you can kind of articulate it in really any angle, it's a gooseneck. You see it a lot on microphone stands too.
Get yourself a gooseneck.
Get yourself a gooseneck. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'd never seen something like that. I'd never thought about using something like that for a Switch. But yeah, that could work really well.
Get one of those, because then you can also lay down in bed like the ultimate lazy person. If not for that, then just, like, for a tablet or something, if you're just watching or reading some shit. That also totally works. And speaking of that, I was playing on the actual Switch. A bit more Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. That's still a great kart game. And
are you playing that online, or are you just playing that?
Okay. I don't really play those solo, to be honest. Single player.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for Deluxe, because everything's, like, pre-unlocked. I think there's, like, carts that you have to unlock, but there's, like, no point in doing that, because as far as I know, they're all the same except for the motorbikes. I just play that online, basically, and it's super fun, especially when you fuck someone with, like, a red shell right before the finish line and then take their spot.
That seems like it would chafe a lot. Anyway. Yeah, uh-huh.
Chafe.
He said, the joke. Oh, joke. Get it? Fuck somebody with it. Get it? See? Sodomy is what I'm saying.
That's not where I expected it to go.
Whoa. Okay, go. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Speaking of, I don't know. And then also, I played a bunch of Splatoon 2 this earlier today as well, because I figured I want to play Splatoon 2 and played it with Tuca a little bit. It's still a fun game. Somehow there's still people that's like the same level as me, which is like level 12 out of whatever, level 40 or something. But some of them are still savages, like level 25 and whatnot. And like after an hour and a half of playing, I barely got like half a level's worth of XP. So I understand it's now gonna be a year's old game in a couple months, but Jesus, some people must be playing this game like non-stop to get all these top tier levels. It's crazy.
Yeah, I bet. I would imagine people are pretty wicked at Splatoon.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of the reasons I haven't gotten it for the Switch is like, I begin again and getting just rolled with a paint roller.
It's not bad. It's actually pretty fine. Like, Tuka and me were still topping our teams, like being number one or two pretty regularly. So it's not that crazy. Especially if you start, because I'm sure there's still a lot of other people that are like level three or whatnot. And it's fun.
I mean, I bet it is. I mean, Splatoon always looks fun.
There's way too many guns in that game now as well, which I feel like I need to grind more again, because again, you also have to earn gold and whatnot to unlock the guns. And then they also have their, like, fashion system where you have to unlock everything. And I think the Nintendo app on your phone still does their exclusive items on, like, the phone where you have to buy on the phone and then get to your Switch and then talk to someone in the main hub. And he goes, yo, I got your fucking beret. Here's your beret. And then you can only order another thing on the phone.
Huh.
Because Nintendo's great with online stuff.
Have you used that phone app much? I don't know. I don't know if anyone that I know that has. I don't know.
No. I used it for those said exact things of like, this is a cool fucking leather jacket. I'm going to order this thing. And then when I get home, I'm going to pick it up. But at that point, it's uninstalled on my phone, I'm pretty sure. I don't need it. And...
Yeah.
Like, I think they still do that, like, PvE horde mode gives you announcements on your phone, but you can also check online. There's, like, a whole, like, here's a week's worth of, like, when it's going to be on or not. So you can just check on the actual game if you need to.
Hmm. Is that still free, that the online mode? Did they announce? I don't remember when they announced it. Yes. They have to be paid.
Technically, yes, it's still free until some like September or something, they said. It's going to change, or like winter, somewhere around there. Whenever Smash...
Yeah, like, whenever Smash, right.
Maybe half a month after Smash comes out, it'll be charged. That's when it'll happen.
Okay. Hmm. Interesting. Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm glad you're still enjoying Splatoon, though. That game seems... really neat every time I see it, even though in some ways I don't know if I would ever play it. It always looks really cool. Plus that Salmon Run stuff seemed really awesome too.
Yeah.
Salmon Run?
It's Salmon Run. I hope I get some of that in at some point. But that requires finding other people with the actual game. I don't think it has the like download play. It might do. I can't remember if it does or not. Which the 3DS used to do with games.
Okay. Well, is that everything you played? Everything you want to talk about?
That is pretty much everything I played, yes.
Alright, cool. I guess with that, Jake, do you have anything else you want to talk about?
Nope.
Okay. Let's move on then to the news. News. I'm not going to do the full Superman theme. I'm just not going to do it.
Oh, that's what that was.
Feel it. Yeah, Superman. The Superman. The Superman. All right. Let's talk about Fortnite, shall we? And so continue this kind of conversation. This whole podcast has been about the mobile games. Let's talk about Fortnite. Actually, this whole podcast has been about both of these things, the Battle Royale stuff and the mobile games. So Fortnite released...
Yeah, you know, except for the two VR games I talk about, but...
Well, yeah. And my Hidden People game and Splatoon 2 and that. But regardless,
Hidden Folks.
Hidden People. No, Hidden People, please. In the US territories, we refer to them as people. So Fortnite it released in a Fortnite Battle Royale, not the other one. At some point they're going to I don't know what they're going to do. Anyway, Fortnite, the Battle Royale mode. You stop it, damn it.
I'm gonna be hard on people from now. Everyone fucking just says Fortnite. They don't say Fortnite Battle Royale.
Okay. You got a bee in your bonnet, sir? Is that what's going on right now? Okay. Fortnite Battle Royale released.
Finish your sentence.
Fortnite Battle Royale mode released on the iPhones as an iPhone app this last week. And in kind of like in a crazy fashion, I guess, from everything I've heard, it's kind of became like the number one app of all, not just game, like app. Like it rose through everything in 13 countries. Like I mean, I knew Fortnite was big. I think we had kind of all been hearing about how Fortnite had passed PUBG and was starting to become this monolithic thing. I just can't believe... Well, first off, I can't believe they released Fortnite Battle Royale mode as an app.
On mobile.
On mobile. But at the same time, jeez. People like Fortnite, I guess. I don't know.
I'm kind of surprised it works, to be honest. That's really cool that it apparently works so well that so many people have downloaded it and, like, not shat on it so much. That's really cool.
Yeah, I would have never expected a Battle Royale game of any kind to work on a phone. I mean, I can't imagine trying to aim in PUBG on a phone. That seems like madness. But
it's probably doing well because the people who would normally talk shit about it are just playing the real game.
That's true as well. Yep.
But for the people that, like, want it, or, like, I mean, you know, for some areas where maybe it's, like, more difficult to get, like, a PC that could run something like that, having it on a phone is a little bit easier to kind of lower that bar to entry, I guess.
Is it technically demanding? I don't think so.
I mean, I just can't, I mean, kind of, right? Kind of? I mean,
naturally it's going to be CPU intensive to... Articulate all the 100 people doing shit and doing various things, and it has to adapt to that, sure. But, like, the craziest thing graphically I see in that game is, like, when a rocket explodes or when a rocket is flying through the air.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. Like, there's a lot of items and I don't know, people and stuff. So maybe like, it would be difficult in that way or difficult in the internet requirement stuff. But... I guess it's kind of like an easier way for some people. Like, some people, you know, I know a lot of people from college and stuff that don't play games besides for on the phone. Like, they're really into that kind of stuff more than onto, like, a console or something like that. So maybe it's just, like, a lower barrier to entry to some people, to some subset. I haven't seen this game run. I would have downloaded it and played it if I would, just to see what the heck it was like. But I have an Android phone, so I can't really do that.
Oh, is it not Android yet? Huh.
No.
They're doing the whole Welcome Nintendo the Android thing life. Of yeah. We're worried about hackers and stuff, huh? Yeah, that's cool for Fortnite Battle Royale. Fortnite is a dog shit, general ass PvE horde mode game that no one liked and no one wanted to pay money for. They played the beta and thought it was actual trash. Fortnite Battle Royale is... really cool concept that is doing incredibly well.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I still can't believe how big it is. Like, I just don't understand.
It's a very easy accessible game of, like, A, it's free. B, instead of, like, an hour, you're spending maybe, like, 15, 20 minutes per map playing the game. C, I'm 99% sure there's no, like, bullet drop or anything, because I've seen a fucking rocket just go straight like a laser all the way across. It's very, very, very fast-paced. It's very accessible compared to other Battle Royale games, which try and do a little bit more realism.
Yeah, I mean, I would have never expected... Go ahead.
I was going to say, also, if someone gets, like, the drop on you, you have a chance to run away and or, like, build shit behind you. You're not just instantly dead by a headshot.
Yeah. It's a little bit more forgiving in that way than something like PUBG. Did you guys see that Drake played with Ninja? The rapper man Drake played Fortnite?
Yeah, who really gives a fuck about that?
The thing I took from that is Juju Smith-Schuster played with them as well. He is a... rookie, I guess not a rookie anymore for the Steelers, and I was just really intrigued how weirdly connected he was with, like, Drake and Travis Scott.
What a weird world we live in. What a strange... I still can't believe it. But that's cool, I guess. I don't know. Like, yeah,
good
really
for
like
Ninja.
Video games.
He made mad
good
dollars.
For Ninja. get that money, my man.
He can retire now.
Can he? You think he made that
I think he got like fucking thousands of subs within like an hour or something.
I never even heard of Ninja up until the point he played with this guy, with the Mr. Drake, so I don't know.
There's also a guy on YouTube who makes mad money. I think he's probably got money from Bitcoin or something when it blew up, who just donates like 20k at a time to Ninja. So yeah, Ninja's fine. Ninja's got his.
Ninja always gets it. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, that's cool. I mean, that's, you know, good for him, I guess, in some way. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Also good for Fortnite, because holy shit, you want free publicity? Good publicity? Get a rapper to play your game, and it's the best kind of publicity. All right. With that, let's move on to the next news story, then. Let's talk about Geralt of Rivia. He's coming to Soul Calibur, folks. The Witcher, man. The Witcher. I thought this was, like, one of the best grabs of a fighting game. Like, this made so much sense to me. It's really neat.
Didn't everybody, like, predict this, like, 3 weeks ago? When they're like, Geralt's coming to a video game. Everybody's like, it's Soul Calibur, right? Soul Calibur. And then it's like, it's coming to Soul Calibur. Yay! And everybody's like, yeah, we knew.
But what if he was coming to Smash? Wouldn't that be... No. It seems cool. Like, it seemed like a really good get. I don't really follow Soul Calibur very closely, but it seems cool.
I do like that they justified him being in the Soul Calibur universe by fucking portals. I don't know. Like, when that trailer started, he's like, this is why I don't like using portals. Because he just fucking ended up in Soul Calibur universe, and he's just going to fight these dudes, I guess.
That's pretty
good. We don't need exposition. He's just here. He went through a portal, and now he's here, and he's going to fight these guys. Don't think about it.
Don't question it. The White Wolf is here. Get ready. Get ready for him to lay some whoop down on Yoshimitsu? Nightmare? I don't know who. So my question was, and this is my question for you guys, what other characters would you like to see in a Soul Calibur game?
Don't they usually do guest characters? Aren't they like one and done?
Yeah, but isn't like fighting games weird now? Like, isn't it all like kind of hype in a way? Like, it's all shoes now. You gotta understand, fighting games are shoes. It's all about hype and getting like lots of big announcements of characters being on. Do you have anyone else you'd like to see? I know it was mentioned and thrown around at Noctis from Final Fantasy was probably gonna be at some point because that makes sense.
He's in Tekken, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah, but I mean, come on. Come on. They're going to add him in.
The game they were adding him to was Tekken.
Yes, they are adding him to Tekken also. But I'm figuring you could put him in something like Soul Calibur 2. Because they seem to like they're wanting to promote Final Fantasy a lot. They partnered with a ramen place. And then, never mind. There was a ramen DLC for Final Fantasy 15. That's weird, but... Anyone else you guys would like to see in a Soul Calibur game? Any other, like, sword-wielding, axe-wielding dudes you'd like to see?
Can't really think of anything. Sorry.
I mean, it's obviously Final Fantasy guys, but...
Yeah, I can't really think of anything either, and I really don't give a shit about fighting games, so...
It's more Soul Calibur for me I don't care for. I can't think of, like, sword people in this day and age other than, like, hey, an Assassin's Creed boy or girl or something, but, yeah. They did that already, didn't they?
Kinda, yeah. I don't know. I was thinking maybe that Shadow of Mordor dude, but that game went over badly, so maybe not.
Oh, sure.
How about you put the Batman in? Put Batman in.
The Batman. He doesn't fucking fight with a sword.
But you can give him like metal gauntlets or something like that. Nunchucks? Sure. Give him make him a reskin.
Wait,
of.
Say that again.
Helic. Nunchucks?
Yes.
Nunchucks?
One more time.
I said nunchucks, didn't I? Gosh darn it.
Yep.
You always rag on me with my pronunciation, boy. Damn.
My chucks are going to make you numb.
Yeah, my chucks are going to... Whoa.
That's some she fetish.
Please.
You know
got to keep this PG optics. Dang. I don't know. There's a lot of fun characters that I could see in a Soul Calibur game.
What if they go the Marvel route and get someone from the... MCU. Does anyone have a sword with the Marvel character universe?
I mean, you could probably get Captain America. He's got a shield.
Sure,
that'd be a big get.
That'd be a big get.
Boy, that would be hype. I'd get hype for that one. That's like, I'd be really excited. You could also see like a, I couldn't see Spider-Man. A lot of superheroes fight with their fists, so it's a lot harder to. Thor, I guess, would be a good one.
Yeah, that'd actually be cool.
Even then, Thor barely uses his hammer anyway.
Yeah.
It's true.
Well, depends on the version of Thor, I guess. Like, if you want to go hammer, you want to go like a more hammery Thor.
Restricted
Loki.
Hammer.
Yeah, that'd be cool. But of course, like, we all know Disney's so impossible to work with the game stuff and licensing that I doubt very much they would.
Okay, what about DC? DC needs to be in everything. Get the Trident Man.
You want Aquaman?
Aquaman, yes. Get him in there.
You want Hal Jordan and his Green Lantern ring?
Trident some fools
fun.
Up. No, I want.
I mean, there's a lot of DC guys that could be.
Yeah.
To be honest. Green Arrow, that'd be cool. He's got a bow and arrow. Just, I'm telling you, just put like Batman and Superman in, and then there you go.
He doesn't have a bow, he just has an arrow.
Yep, just an arrow, one. Just poking people.
Yep.
Poking people with this arrow.
It's like a short pike.
The shortest. I don't know, it could be cool. That'd be cool, I mean, you know, that'd be a good get. Yeah, I don't know. I just trying to think of other guys, that'd be cool to put in something like that. I feel like if they're going to do it, it makes sense now. Like, I don't know, fighting games are so much about, like, getting people all hyped up at Evo and stuff, and like all these thinking people, like, I don't know, always like Street Fighter dropped a new character or this and that, and I, you know, outside of kind of the main roster of Soul Calibur, I don't know, there's not like Soul Calibur has some long lineage of, they don't have like an alpha fight for Soul Calibur, so I could see some cool stuff there. All right, with that, I guess we can move on unless you guys have any other ideas to pop into your head. Let's talk about Toys R Us, you know, the giraffe. You know,
they're closing
all of their stores. All of their. Can I be honest? I was really upset with this news, and I know some people be like, "Well, I get upset about a thing," but like, I don't know. I was a kid going to I was a Toys R Us kid. I mean, that's where I got a lot of games. I can remember my first time playing a Dreamcast was at Toys R Us. That was like a pretty crazy experience for me because I was playing Crazy Taxi on a Dreamcast at like Toys R Us, and it was like wild. It was a wild time. It's, I mean, as much as it's this very U.S.-centric thing, like, it says something about brick-and-mortar stores that it's hard times out there, man. Hard times in the neighborhood.
Well, it's not going to get any better.
No.
Like, I don't know why. I was reading around, people are all shocked that Toys R Us is going under. It's like, really? You're this is surprising to you?
Yeah.
It's like, people are gonna be like, oh my God, Best Buy shut down. It's like, no shit it did. What it does, it's going to soon.
Like,
I think I'm more, go ahead. I didn't mean to
cut you. You can go for it.
Well, I mean, I'm just shocked from a, like, it seemed like such a, it cornered the market on toys, right? Like, there's not a lot of toy stores left. Like, a lot of the mom and pops got closed down. So for me, it's like a shocking thing from a, I don't know, from a game perspective. Like, we have a Best Buy, but we don't really have, I mean, I guess you could go to Walmart, but like, there's not a lot of places you just go to buy like a kid's toy. So it seemed, at least
there's
from
one
my
place
area,
you
like,
can go.
Order to market.
It's called Amazon.com, and then it shows up at your house 2 days later.
But not everybody wants to use Amazon, you know? Like, I don't know. Some people just want to.
Apparently,
look at
toys most
like
of the population wants to use Amazon.
Yeah. Why drive somewhere with the chance that it's not in stock?
I guess, but I like browsing things, you know? I like looking at toys, comparing, looking at them, feeling them, tactile sensation. Especially for like something like, I don't know, if you're buying something special, like a stuffed rabbit of some kind. You might want to just like feel it, man. I don't know, that's me. I know that's not everybody, but I kind of miss I'm going to miss the days when you could go to a store and look at something to figure out if you want it or not. So, yeah, Toys R Us is closing down. It's a sad thing for video game, though, related-wise, because they had some decent deals at times. They've had some good deals over the last few years of, like, good around, like, Black Friday and stuff, so.
Yeah, because they were closing. They were getting their asses kicked by online sales, so they had to do huge sales like that.
True, but at the same time, you know, a lot of video. I bet you could look at, the impact of Toys R Us on video games. And get some actual results. I think they did something for Yeah, I would not be surprised if, like, you know, a lot of people looked at Toys R Us and thought about the games they had bought there or something like that. It's a major video game retailer in some ways, you know? Okay, and now you guys aren't very upset about it as I am, but I'll move on then. No. Okay, let's talk about Google and Ubisoft. They're partnering to make Agognis. It's basically an open source dedicated game servers. It's like a bunch of game servers you can use to run your online games. It's really neat. I forget the name of the software they're using. Let me look here. They're using something. I think it's really cool, though, from like a... I know a lot of people have been kind of craving the cross-platform stuff. There's been kind of a demand for it. And this is kind of a step in that direction, which I think is cool. I don't know what you guys think about it. What do you guys think?
Is this going to help The Division 2?
I was just going to say, they're developing all this shit, but they're not going to use it for anything.
Right, sure. I bet.
There's no fucking way. No. Because Ubisoft only gives a shit about money. And when their game suffers because they decided to not use dedicated servers and enough people complain, that's when they go back and they add them in. Example being For Honor. This is a big
thing. That was funny.
They're like, oh shit, maybe we should have spent money on dedicated servers because, surprise, peer-to-peer is not a good way to do this with this type of game. And the cynic in me is saying The Division 2 is going to come out and it's going to be peer-to-peer on PC. And this is going to be rife with cheaters again and none of them are going to get banned and that game is going to fail in a week.
We'll see. Hopefully they announce this as like the first title for Division 2 or something.
Developing it and they're going to sell it off to somebody else.
That could also very likely be the case.
Or be like, this other company is the first one to use our cool tech that we decided not to use because fuck you, that's why.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be cool though if they could... I mean, everything they do now is framed by that try to fight off Vivendi, right? So this maybe is like they're like, okay, we got this cool new tech, let's sell it off so that Vivendi doesn't buy us. That'd be cool.
At this point, I think Vivendi should just take over.
I think you underestimate how evil Vivendi is.
Why are they evil?
Vivendi's a bad company for several reasons. I think their impact on like loot box stuff is not to be underestimated. I think they were ones that were pushing that a lot. You can look at World of Warcraft and some of the Blizzard stuff around that when they were owned by Vivendi and go like, there's some weird stuff there. Obviously, none of this is like confirmed, but they like to buy a bunch of things and just kind of fucking eat them up and not really, they don't really care about the business they're in and just kind of do things. It's something that people have accused Disney of a lot, which is they'll buy a company. They don't really care about how to make that company work. They just kind of run into the ground to a certain extent, just expecting crazy profits. So there's certainly that worry that, Ubisoft is, you can say what they want about some of the big games like Division, Rainbow Six, but they also take a lot of risks. I mean, there is that World War One game. They're taking a risk on Beyond Good and Evil 2. They're a company that are willing to kind of be creative in a way.
Beyond Good and Evil 2 is just a fucking CG video at this point. Like, that game, that game doesn't even fucking exist as far as we're concerned. Like, they can make a video and be like, hey, we're making this game, but...
I think behind closed doors, they showed it off to some people.
They showed some stuff, some tech stuff they had.
But yeah, who knows?
There was some, like... But yeah, like, Vivendi likes to buy things. Like, they're all about... They're a very profit business, so you could look at something like EA. Like, they are very, you know... As much as you might say Ubisoft has issues with, like, releasing games, they have really done a great job of supporting games like Rainbow Six. Even For Honor, to a certain extent, right? Like, there is... They stand behind their games and work on them to make them better, which not always makes the most amount of money possible. Like, you know, if you release a bad game,
I mean, that's
true. EA would just drop it, right? And EA would just go like, oh, there you go, you released a bad game, let's move on, you know, close the company. Yeah. Whereas, you know, Ubisoft makes that choice and goes like, hey, we're gonna stick behind it.
Yeah, but they just recently started making that choice when they should have done it like years ago.
I mean, like, sure. Siege is like a 2-year-old game or so by this point. like when that first came out, we all shat all over it.
2 years is still pretty recent. Like, I'm saying games before
that.
Yeah, but
I mean, they've changed already.
3 years. It was 2015, just to be clarified. But, yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where I think people think about, like, Vivendi as this. Like, oh, it can't be that bad. But I think Vivendi would change the kind of risks Ubisoft was willing to make. And yes, I understand they should have been doing more earlier on. But at the same time, they're doing what they're doing now. So I can't necessarily... Like, they're like the last bastion of people that aren't going to fuck with loot boxes all the time. So I'm not entirely...
Rainbow Six Siege has loot boxes in it.
But all, like, there's a different level of it, right? Like, it's, I don't know, it just seems to me that the history of Vivendi and what they've done doesn't seem great for Ubisoft if they were to get them. I just don't think it'd be good.
We'll see what they do with it.
Yep.
My guess is not use it on their own games.
Really, you think not? I feel like
that's a pretty Ubisoft move. Like,
I don't know where else
it would. I wouldn't put it past them. Like, if it comes out and it's like, hey, this game we're developing is not using this tech, but the first game that's going to use it is this other company's game that we sold them the rights to use it. Like, that is not going to surprise me at all. Like, I'll just be like, fucking course.
I think the real test is, isn't The Crew 2 releasing next month?
Crew 2 in June, I think.
Like,
June, right. That releases first. I'd be interested to see if that Crew 2 uses it.
Nah, that's way too early, I assume. Who's hyped for Crew 2?
I'm kind of excited for Crew 2, to be honest.
Don't be, it
looks
like
the beta.
Dog shit.
The first one was dog shit, wasn't it?
This one looks worse.
Like, why?
This one looks like it has zero story.
Hey, that's not
bad.
Hey,
guys, we're making a sequel to The Crew.
Arcade Racer.
Awesome. How did they get greenlit? Like, how did somebody come into a boardroom and be like, hey, I got an idea. Let's make The Crew 2. And everybody in that room was like, that's a good idea.
But, like, not even change the map, because it's still America.
Fuck. Really?
Or, like, sorry, yeah, they didn't change location. It's still America.
I mean, they did change parts of the map, right? Like, they added the flight mode and
right.
the water stuff.
They're going to add, like, more detail and stuff to it, maybe, like, a few more landmarks and stuff, but, like, they didn't go to Europe or anything.
It's they're adding planes and, like, boats?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Why not just call this Diddy Kong Racing 2?
I think you literally can, on the fly, just change and say, fuck it, I'm going from car to boat.
Yep.
And you transform.
Transform.
If it lets you do that when you're even like on a road or something, that'd be pretty funny. It's like, I'm just going to transform into a boat, and then you're just like skidding down the road and you hit a berm and like flip the boat over.
I think I even heard stuff from when it first came out at E3 last year of like the tech guys just fucking around showing them that. Like, they'd go off a jump in a or like change from a plane to a boat over the road and it just like fall and land and skid.
That'd be funny. That's all. I'm alright with that. That seems stupid in a great way. I don't know. I think The Crew 2 actually did pretty well for them financially. So, I mean, not amazingly, but it seemed like it hit some margin for them, right? Like, where they're like, yeah, sure, let's make another one of these. Let's see if we can get it right this time. Also, there's not a lot of car games right now, so if there's ever going to be a time when they could hit it, Crew might be it. I guess we'll see. Can I just get a new Burnout? Can a brother get the... Can Crew 2 be Burnout, but with boats and planes? Because I'd be okay with that.
There's a Burnout remaster coming out.
You guys want to play that? I feel like I want to play that Burnout remaster.
That was out Friday? Yeah, Friday.
I don't know. I think I don't know if I want to buy it again. I don't know.
Not at that price.
Yeah, that's always a problem, isn't it? These new games, they come out and it's not like, I don't know, $60 or something. It's crazy.
Kind of like Skyrim VR on PC. They want $60 for that.
Whoa, really?
Holy. And it has no official mod support.
Crazy.
I'm Todd right, Howard. Buy my game for the 9th time that came out in 2011 for $60.
God damn it.
We're never getting another Elder Scrolls game ever again. No, they're just going to keep making Skyrim for new stuff.
Just like Half-Life. We're never getting another Half-Life. We're never getting another Skyrim. I mean, I don't know. That Elder Scrolls Online, a little bit of it, I played of it. It wasn't terrible. It was solid enough. There were some good moments. I felt like I actually cared about the story more in that Elder Scrolls Online than I did in something like Skyrim. But again, who knows? Also, yeah, that Crew 2 thing. Okay, that seems neat. Be able to transform to a plane. That seems neat. That's okay.
But, like, I think it's got the same... Think of it like the Crew with the three different, like, driving or, yeah, driving, let's say, styles. But think of Steep's method of, like, go to this event, do this thing, go to this event, do this thing. We're all esportsy, not esports.
I try not to think about Steep in general.
Yeah, not esports. Yeah, what's either. That, like, extreme sports? Where, like,
action sports.
Style. Yeah. I think it's got that sort of overlay with the Crew, and I don't like that. No one ever gets it right.
I mean, I just want to race across America again. Can we do that again? Is that a thing we can do?
Right.
Can we do
I
that
hope so.
Beta?
And that New York City looks really, really cool. It looks like a much nicer NYC.
I want to race. Okay. But how would we race across America with boats and planes? Like, what would be like?
It's going to have to be more regulated. I would say. I'd say we'd have to pick one car, one boat, one plane, and then, like, we'd have to... I guess I'd have to make the race so that specific checkpoints are in certain areas, so you'd have to go via boat in one instance and stuff.
Maybe race down the East Coast in a car, then boat across the Gulf of Mexico.
Sure.
And then fly to L.A.? I don't know. Something like that.
Sure.
That'd be cool. That'd be fun. We'll do that again when that game comes out.
Back next to Canada. But don't go into Canada. Because close to Canada.
Yeah, I guess they don't let you crash your plane into buildings in New York City. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Just realized, yep. Oof.
Oof. Ooh. Okay. Well, who put all the Sonic stuff in here?
Hi.
Oh, no. Okay, sir, tell me about the Sonic news. Go ahead. You're the one who put it here.
Sonic recently had a thingy at South by Southwest. In true Sonic form, it was semi-meme-y and doofy. But they actually had quite a bunch of stuff to announce. There's a new Sonic animation coming out, which I'm sure no one cares about, but there it is. Sonic
Anime?
Mania Plus is coming. It's animation. It didn't really look anime.
Anime?
Sonic Mania Plus is coming, and while it's not like a Sonic Mania 2, it, like, adds stuff, including, like, two new characters from, like, Sonic and Friends, or, like, from the fucking 90s or some shit, called...
Who are they?
Called Mighty and Ray, which are basically just fucking Sonic and Tails clones. I'm sure they're gonna have some variant, like maybe fucking Mighty jumps higher than Sonic or some shit, but yeah. And then, yeah, it comes out as like a physical copy with an art book and shit like that as well. But yeah, it's just mostly just a little bit more of Sonic Mania, to be honest.
Fucking, I'm reading this Mighty Wikipedia on the Mighty the Armadillo.
Excellent. Yep. And then at the end of the thing, they also teased a Sonic racing game, by highlighting the R. Now, they also mentioned it's not going to be a sequel to any games, but because they highlighted the R, people are suspecting that they got Sumo Digital, which has worked on many racing games and good ones at the same time, that they've, like, redone Sonic R, probably to be better and not run like actual ass. But yeah, that's on the horizon. I think that's coming very, very soon, the Sonic racing game, so look out for that.
Oh no.
And
I don't know, I like Sonic R, but
it looks like it controls like absolute ass. I haven't played it, but it looks awful whenever
Well, it is a Sonic game.
I mean,
yeah. Fair enough. He got me there.
Listen, it's a guilty pleasure of mine. I'm not going to admit to it in, like, a private conversation. I like Sonic R, but it did a little bit. I sort of enjoyed it, anyway.
And then the actual important news is that Sonic has teamed up with Puma to release custom shoes. It was very weird and in the middle of the announcement, but...
Super important.
I am hyped for these shoes, and I am ready to buy them.
I see you put a bunch of V's into the shoes thing. I see your hype is real.
Yes.
Sonic shoes, you say.
That is also my push-to-talk button, as I was trying to click it. It's the at the end. It's it shows like a mosaic version of the shoe, and it even has like the shoe model thing. It's the RS-0 or something. Puma have brought that back. It's like an early 1990s running shoe they made, mm-hmm. and they're bringing it back for this year. Not just for this Sega Sonic thing. There's going to be other colorways and stuff, but this is a hot exclusive collab. Get it, because no one else is going to get it.
When you said to me Sonic shoes, I assumed they were shoes that looked like the shoes Sonic wears.
No, they're not Sonic blue themed shoes.
Oh, okay.
They got the white and the red for the rest of the Sonic, and then like aren't the yellow and green, which I think is for like Green Hill Zone.
Okay, I see. Okay, that makes sense. Also, Puma, if anyone's going to make a Sonic shoe.
Sure.
Oh my god, do you see this picture of Sonic without his shoes on? That's freaking me out.
What?
Oh, I'm gonna link this picture.
It's fucking oh crazy. Yeah, the feet shoe. Yeah, the feet one. That's great.
Oh my god. I can't. Okay. Well, that's good. Sonic shoes. That's
why aren't his legs skin colored?
That's a good question.
This thing is wearing a jumpsuit.
Does look like oh my god. Just have him take off the blue part of himself and then he's just all with I don't know if it would make it better if his feet were skin colored. I just don't know. I just don't know. Would it be better or worse?
You're totally right.
It's already bad enough because it's Sonic, so...
Maybe yeah. They're, like, blue as fur? Is that it?
God, but on your feet? What is he, a fucking hobbit?
I don't know. It's all over fur. Except for his stomach and arms.
It's all furger now? No. No, I gotta do the ogre thing. Well, okay, that's cool, though. I mean, I'm glad you're hyped for your Sonic shoes. Give us a hot review of the Sonic shoes when you get the Sonic shoes. Sonic shoes. Sonic shoes. All right. I think that's all the news. Kind of lightish week. It's a lot of game announcement stuff. Like there was obviously announcements of like Yakuza Kiwami 2 coming out and stuff, and some of that kind of stuff. But we don't usually cover that stuff, so whatever. I think that's it. Anything else you guys want to talk about? Anything else? Or can we wrap it up? Okay. I've been your host, Albie. You can send us questions if you have questions, romsbank@gmail.com. You can like us on iTunes. We really appreciate that. Helps the podcast, helps people find us. You can find us on Twitch. You can find us at romsbag. You can drop us hotlines there. You can tell us about whether you think Sonic's feet should be skin-colored or not, if that improves it or not. You can find us on YouTube. Look out for two new podcasts this week. One of them coming out tomorrow, but for you listening to this podcast Monday, coming out a new one. And with that, I think that's a podcast, folks. Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Jake. Thank you, DJ.
Yep.
Hope you had fun. Let's go play some video games. On three. 1, 2, 3.
Right.
Video games.
Video games.
Good night, everybody.